All right, we are back. Welcome back to the OmniTalk Spotlight Series. We are again here. We are now in our third podcast of the day, live from the grocery shop floor here at the beautiful Aria Resort Hotel and Casino. One of my favorite things to say. I am here, of course, as always, with Ann Mazinga.
Hey.
Hey. And today, our podcast is sponsored again by Uberall. Uberall, the company that converts mobile searches into sales through the power of location marketing across all platforms, maximizing revenue across all retailer locations everywhere. And of course, Takeoff. Takeoff helps grocers embrace e-groceries and thrive, helping you save time and money on your needs so you can focus on your wants. Be sure to go to www.uberall.com and www.takeoff.com to learn more. Well, we're excited today because we are here with one of the CEOs and founders of a company that is very deep in the checkout free space. And checkout free, for those of you listening and who follow us routinely on OmniTalk, as you know, we think that is one of the biggest trends, if not quite possibly the biggest trend, that is going to impact retail in the coming years. Now, I've known this guest for a number of years. I think we first met each other in 2015. And we've stayed close ever since. So I am excited to finally get to sit down with him in person at the show. So Atul Hirpura, thank you for coming and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. I mean, this is so amazingly interesting to have you in this particular chair and meeting you in 2015 first time, and Anne is you as well. And thank you for having me here to the show. And it's exciting to not just be in grocery shop, but also talking about the technology, the transformation that's happening in the space, and then have some fun in the space here to see what's happening around us.
Absolutely. What's your take on the show so far? I know the listeners were at grocery shop, so real quick, give us your just first impressions for the first time they've done this.
Man, this is high energy. And absolutely, people are so inundated with excitement. They're looking at every technology, every aspect of retail, and they're talking about it, and they are bringing other people. So some people come in and say, hey, wow, this is exciting. Let me go and bring X, Y, and Z to you and come and talk to you. So there's lots of excitement. Number two, you can see that there's a transformation underway. This is happening. This is no more a fiction in terms of retail being transformed. And so that's what I see every day, including today's show.
Yeah. Well, Atul, tell us about your company, about Ava Retail, for the listeners.
Certainly. So Ava Retail... AI. We formed this company with the notion that let's discover the friction in shopper journey and also in retailers' overall processes. That's number one. Number two, solve for the friction. There's two things we did. And the way we came around doing this was we found that there's a disparity between what physical store retailers can do and know about shoppers and what e-tailers know and do about shoppers. Imagine Amazon, eBay, or those e-tailers, they can track every shopper coming to the portal, while in physical stores, they didn't have the intelligence. And then experience-wise, too, there's a gap in experience that needs to be filled. So we as a company came together to do these two things, find friction, solve for friction. And what we have called Smooth Shop is really solving for long lines to check out and have a checkout-free autonomous store. So essentially, that, in the brief answer is that we do autonomous store to solve for friction.
And Smooth Shop is the name of that concept for you guys?
That's correct. So Smooth Shop is how we name it. Because the background that we have, we did...
What is your background, analytics too? Let's go into that a little bit.
Sounds good. My personal background is into technology. So I did my graduation from IIT Bombay, then I did my graduation from Cornell University. So with this background that I have in engineering and management... It was always fun to be in business space
right. And
discover the problems and how to solve those problems. And we thought this is the most intriguing set of problems in retail, is that how do we really change the face of retail, really bring that luster back to retail, which is kind of fading away, going away, back and forth. Now we can bring it back with really transforming retail. And that's where we are, essentially. Now, as a company, we began to do R&D research in cameras and sensors to see how can they really use those cameras and sensors, existing CCTV cameras, existing infrastructure, to bring that intelligence back to retail about how shoppers shop, how they behave in the store, and even track their entire behavior within the realm. And then that was our foundation to bring it to Smooth Shop that we have today.
Yeah, how did you arrive at that? So, and maybe touch a little bit on that too, if you don't mind, so that the listeners can really understand how does checkout free shopping really work, just at a core level. What are the core technologies involved, and how did you decide, hey, that's where we're going to spend our time and focus on building out that solution?
So that's a great question. It brings to the history here and the sequence of the history of how we did this. So to begin with, we wanted to make sure we know shopper's journey. We can track every shopper, so we can get that intelligence to retail and CPG in terms of a shopper's behavior. Like, shopper looked at item A and item B and chose item B instead of A. So that information was missing from retail. Retailers knew, of course, what was purchased, what was bought. CPG knew too, but they did not know what they did not buy. Items they reviewed did not buy. We had that intelligence. We had that capability to start with. So first, it started with technology about camera and sensor to track shoppers and the tracking the entire journey in terms of what products are reviewed and what are finally selected in the basket and carried with you in the basket. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, how many are put them back, what is happening in that space. And once that is over, the shopper walks out of the store, we have the cart that was created in the journey. So this involves computer science. It involves deep learning, computer vision, IoT fusion, and many other sciences to bring all this science, the data together, and process that data to know what is going on every moment in a store, essentially. So again, going back to history, we first did analytics solutions so that we can tell CPG and retail about how shoppers shop. But then in 2016, November, a big announcement in marketplace, the big Amazon Go announced themselves internally and say, hey, we have this autonomous store. Mm-hmm. So on our side, we were jumping with joy because we already had 80% work done. Right. We could track shoppers in the shopper. So imagine the technology. We could track that point in time, 2016, that a shopper, let's say, enters a store, a grocery store, 8:30 p.m., and walks up to aisle number 3, picks up a box of Cheerios, and looks at that for 15 seconds, dwell that for 15 seconds, and say, okay, put it back. And then look at another cereal box, another brand, look at that and say, this is what I want. Walks away with it, goes to a coffee aisle, and picks up a jar of Folgers coffee, and then goes to milk aisle. The entire journey as it described, we could digitize that. Mm-hmm. We already had that technology at that point in time. What we had to add was the transaction. Mm. We want to make sure that everything is accurate, and when the shopper leaves, we can have a transaction about that basket. So we worked with MasterCard at that point in time.
So that's really interesting. So the history there, this is really good to hear, because I think the history there, you're saying you started out with using these technologies to really make the sales floor almost the analytical equivalent of a web commerce browser, from a funnel economics perspective and everything you typically learn and analyze there. But then when Amazon started talking about the checkout free experience, you guys said, holy crap, well, there's something here where we can now provide this better consumer experience too. So that's really interesting. How do you now think about that consumer experience and what in your mind, why is this the ideal solution for a better consumer shopping experience in store in addition to the analytical side of things?
This is a great question, and this really kind of touches our course really well in a nice way. Because when we were in the 2016 timeframe, we had a vision of autonomous store, but it was looking too early in the marketplace. It seemed like the market is not ready. That when we look at even shopper experience, we saw that people were not quite ready. But Amazon Go really changed that scenario. Mm-hmm. So that now shopper experience is a heart of retailing itself. And that is now coming to fruition. Now retailers are realizing, and people we are working with too, that they need to focus on the shopper experience. Now, in terms of friction in the shopper journey, the friction comes in a variety of forms. The friction can be in form of long line by checking out and frustration. It can be in forms of go to a shelf and pick up an item and you don't know how to use that product, put it back. Or you don't know why I should buy it more expensive. What is so special about this particular item? Why shouldn't I buy the next door product? And not knowing that information lack. And can be in terms of even not finding the associate right place in time to get some help. All these are friction points. The technology that we have, the platform that we have, and the platforms of this kind are designed to solve for all of these. If there's a reality-aware platform that can say a shopper is confused in aisle number 3 and can alert real-time to associate that, hey, go and help out aisle number 3, bingo, you got that one friction solved.
Right.
Or you may have a video screen helping the shopper about what the product you're interacting with can do for you. So interactive shelf, smart shelf, where as you pick up an item, it plays a video or experience for that particular product you just picked up, solves for the problem of information.
Similar like content on an e-commerce
content.
Portal.
Kind of exactly. Yeah. And then ultimately, long lines is a smooth shop where shoppers can walk in, walk out without standing in long lines. That solves for them the biggest friction in the shopper journey.
So where can we find Ava Retail? What companies are you working with and what physical settings?
So it's publicly known information out there is that we're working with, we have deployed our store with Honesty Market chain, Honesty Market stores, one in San Francisco as well. It's under WeWork that we have deployed.
And when did that go live? Just I want to give everyone out there a timeline of the historical perspective here. When was that live?
Sure. So again, going to the history, 2016 when Amazon Go launched, we were in the full force to launch our store. So by 2017, September, we partnered with MasterCard and we launched our first store in San Francisco at Honesty Market. And this store where you can check in with the mobile phone and you can shop as you shop in normal store. Once you're done shopping, you just walk away to pay. And this deployed in San Francisco. Now we are working with them to do additional deployments in other of their locations.
Which is important for people to hear, right? Because you just said 2017. Amazon Go didn't actually open up to the public until I believe it was January of 2018. Atul, correct me if I'm wrong, but I see you shaking your head.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. That's a very good thing. They noticed that we launched before Amazon Go launched publicly. Mm-hmm. So we had our experience available, and it still is, before Amazon Go launched in 2018 themselves. Now, when 2018 came by, we are already working with a few retailers to deploy solutions with them. So a set of customers in North America, there are large grocers in North America we're working with, where we are deploying stores for them within their headquarters and other locations. We're working with some airport groups where people can pretty much enter in the store with a cash or check, cash or credit card, or even phone app to check in. I mean, you cannot expect everybody to know a phone app of a particular small store in the airport, but you can walk in, use your credit card, check into the store, buy and leave the store.
Yeah.
So imagine, I had many travel back to home late evenings in airports and I don't have any snack to eat.
Right.
All stores are closed, restaurants are closed. I'm like,
it's brilliant.
Like, come on, this can be solved.
Very interesting.
I have the solution.
Yeah. That is really interesting. Wow, very interesting. Wow. Well, jeez. That kind of blows my mind right there. I got to process that one. Sorry, listeners.
So, what's next? Where is Ava Retail going? Yeah. What's on the horizon for Checkout Free Shopping in general and specifically for you guys?
Great segue.
Great question there. And absolutely. So, it's the larger store format. 30,000 square feet is what we are looking to work on.
30,000 square feet. So okay. What's it going to take to get there?
So what it takes to get there, number one, is logistics around the store.
Okay.
To realizing that what SKUs are really fit for grab and go, for Amazon Go type solution called Smooth Shop. So what is fit for Smooth Shop? What is a good fit for a autonomous store? Mm-hmm. Do they think everything out there is going to fit for this? Probably not. But we're solving for a friction, not going crazy after this an idea. So number one is to understand what friction points are involved in that. So number one is that we have to involve cash shoppers. You cannot alienate cash shoppers and say, hey, you cannot shop here, and you can only work with my phone app. That's number one to solve for. That's number it's a gap, and we have a solution for that.
Interesting. So that the consumer's desire to still use cash, you think, is one of the biggest gaps. Okay.
Number two is being able to involve a more complex process where shoppers can come with their family, they can shop around, they can pass over items to each other in the right way, or you can go and buy some fresh produce. Those are some interesting areas to work and dwell into to get the larger store format working.
What about from a product perspective? And since visual recognition is such a key piece of this, what are some of the limitations right now in terms of, and Amazon Go seems like it's mostly a packaged consumer good type experience. What are some of the limits in product identification right now in terms of checkout free and how that evolves through visual recognition?
So the technology of image recognition, product recognition that we rely on, the camera is our primary sensor and many other companies looking at the same technology there. The primary challenge is how do we get the more information, more truth for less?
What do you mean by that?
So, for example, if you go to some of the stores, you might see a lot of hardware on the ceiling.
Right.
You know, we call it gold plated ceiling, right? And that's not affordable. If you go to retail store, retailers, they can't afford this huge amount of hardware in the ceiling. So how do we find, and we have done that, is using your regular off-the-shelf cameras and sensors, we extract more truth than anybody else can. So we can use that lower-end camera for high-end purpose, the Amazon GoTap solution or SmoothShop solution that we have. How do we do that? And so that's the pursuit number one, is the secret number one.
Okay.
And number two is, and that's a challenge as well, because it's about price point for the camera, price point for the hardware that you need to use to process the same amount of data, same truth point. And how do you balance that out? So what we have gone after is using the deep learning, computer science, and computer vision, and AI together to get more truth for less and get more capability with less hardware burden on retailers, essentially. And then use cloud. So we use Microsoft Azure to utilize the process. So there's lots of process has to happen before the store begins. So imagine for consumer goods, they have a new packaging, a new product coming up, new launch. There's a partnership required to ensure that the companies, us, we are kept aware of what are the new brands coming in. So we know how to recognize them in the store. So let's say a new brand, new product comes up in the store, how do we recognize them? We don't have a magic band. We need to have the images, some information about the products beforehand. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the store, recognize that upfront. So mm-hmm. partnership is very key.
Yeah, I imagine cloud computing for the amount of information you're having to process is key. And it sounds like, to the point, like over time, we're going to be able to figure out and identify all the products regardless of what type of experiences it's coming. We are going to have you back, I think, because I one of the things I was worried about even doing this is such a favorite topic of ours that
right.
we could get so heady into this and so deep into it that people are going to be like, oh my gosh. But we do have to do something, I think, for our listeners where we really go deep and explore this together about
sure.
all the different ways to think about this and all the different things that are required, because this is really where the future of retail is likely headed. So I think, Ann, I think it's time. I think we got to get him out of here on How Millennial Are You?
We do. So we're going to do a little segment here called How Millennial Are You? And
that sounds
the goal
good.
Is definitely not to be critiquing how old we are, but really to show how young of mind we are and how creative you are.
Sounds good.
You are able to think. So with that, we're going to start with our first question. So Atul, do you still have cable?
I do not. It's been a long
right.
time I've heard the word cable before in my home.
I can imagine.
How long have you been without cable?
A decade, maybe more.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
Wow.
That's
early
for
cord
sure
cutters.
Our most.
Oh, that's why he's out creating checkout free solutions. Look at
yes,
this guy. Yeah.
Well, ahead of everybody. Number two, would you prefer a brand new car of your choice or an exotic vacation?
A brand new car would be something to go after.
Right. You want a goal, okay.
Yeah.
So any type of car in mind? It sounds like you might have one.
But I like Porsches a lot.
Okay.
So I drive Porsches. I love cars, but same time with the gadgets and technology.
Okay.
So my attraction to the car is really like, what can I do to add into it?
Oh, absolutely.
And really make it more fun experience for everybody, not just me. And that's who I am. The car.
That is a really interesting angle we haven't heard brought
yeah.
up before. I love that. I love that.
Okay, next question. If you're going out to dinner, you forgot your wallet, you have to pay a friend back, how do you do that?
My phone.
Yes.
Yes. I take my phone first thing, and I go to gym, I come back, I buy coffee or something, my phone is always with me, buy things. So phone app and is where to pay. Next is my thumb. So with many places, and MasterCard has some solutions there too, that your thumb is your identity. So there's solutions like that coming up as well. So I can just carry my thumb with me and I can purchase.
That's amazing.
But phone and thumb.
That's killing
mind blow number two.
Yeah, I know.
Mind
so
blow
many.
Number two.
Okay, finally, what type of mattress do you have? Do you have the traditional box spring or are you one of the direct-to-consumer mattress people?
So we use a smart mattress, which is designed for understanding my sleeping behavior and help me refining my sleep, essentially. And also use some of the gadgets in my wrist to figure out how much deep sleep I had and did not. So go for that to really figure out how can I be better rested and look fresher than you guys right now are.
Yes. A Atul, you are by far, have exceeded
hands
every,
down.
He's ahead of
and
everybody.
The barb at the end totally put him over
exactly.
the top.
Exactly. That's fine.
That was
fantastic.
Yeah, by far the most millennial guest we've had on the show. So,
Thank you.
Man, this was great. We got to have you back at some point because, man, there's so much more that I would love to talk about. Maybe even go even into a little bit of a longer session for the listeners and really talk about what this is all about. But I want to say thank you to you. If people want to learn more about Ava Retail, where can they go? Where can they find out more information?
Because they can find about our website, avaretail.ai. They can come to our booth right in the show right now.
Yeah, where's your booth?
So we are 422. We are within Microsoft booth in the center of the show itself. So you cannot miss us. We have actually a live demo. Come and check it out. So come by, have fun, and talk to us, and we'll educate about what we're doing and ask you what you think.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thanks to our sponsors, of course, out there, Uberall and Takeoff. And for all the listeners, be careful out there.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Anne, for having us.
Thank you.